summer breaks, and now NHL time off for holidays. All that time off only means one thing. Too much time to think. Glancing over at the plexiglass, I take in the sight of my teammates fawning all over their offspring and wives on the other side. The kids all wear tiny jerseys with their father's numbers on them, and without seeing the backs, I know they say Daddy on them. I sniff out an annoyed breath. So freaking cliche. The guys wave and blow kisses to their girlfriends, which looks ridiculous with their gloves on. The girls don't care, waving right back like these big, sweaty hockey players are the greatest thing on earth. This is the worst part of home games, and the exact reason I prefer away games. With a groan, I hit one of the pucks toward our goalie, Bruce. He's distracted, watching the families with a big grin on his face. The puck hits his helmet, causing his head to whip in my direction. He narrows his eyes at me, but a smirk plays at the corner of his mouth. Bruce seems to be the only one on the team who's not offended by what the rest of them call my surly countenance. Bruce has dirty blonde hair and green eyes full of mischief. Everything about him is cheery and bright, like a burly Christmas elf. He seems more suited to working in Santa's workshop than being a goalie, but he's actually a badass netminder. Best in the league, if you ask me, but I'm biased.
Don't be a grump!
Bruce yells across the ice, like he was reading my mind, before hitting the puck back in my direction. I roll my eyes. I'm just ready for the game to start already, I lie. I mean, I am ready for the game to start, but I was definitely thinking about how annoying the guys are acting. Like they didn't just spend an entire 5 days with their families. Hitting another puck into the net, I spot a kid off to the side behind the glass. She's probably not quite 10, watching us in awe. A disheveled DC Eagles beanie covers her hair, but brown pigtails trail down her shoulders. The rest of her clothes look just as worn. She isn't surrounded by adoring parents or siblings, not decked out in the latest Eagles attire. And she didn't come with one of those giant, ostentatious posters that say something like, "Number one, you're my hero," or, "Number 00, can I get a selfie?" She's an underdog, and I can appreciate that. Skating over toward the girl, she makes eye contact with me. Her bright eyes widen in surprise. Not sure if that's because someone noticed her, or because it's me. And I'm not known for interacting with fans. But weirdly, I see myself in this little girl. My pathetic childhood self. Which is why I take my stick and raise it up high so it slides right over the plexiglass separating us and into her shaky hands. Her jaw drops as she reaches for my stick. I read her lips through the glass as she nervously mouths the words, "Thank you." Nodding my head in response, I hear our coach's voice yelling over the crowd. When I look up, Coach Young is signaling for us to head back to the locker room. Warm-ups are finally over. As I'm about to enter the tunnel, I hear Bruce's voice behind me.
"I saw that, by the way. Better be careful, Mitch. Fans might realize you have a heart."
I know he's joking, but he's right. I need to be more careful unless I want fans seeking me out. No, thank you. We get settled in the locker room in our designated spaces and wait for Remy, Remington Ford, our team captain, to dole out our pre-game pep talk. He stands at the front of the room, next to Coach Young, waiting for us to settle down. Weston Kershaw joins them up front, already donning the A for assistant captain on his chest. He's been on the team a little over a year and already moved his way up. I can begrudgingly admit he's a good player. It's hard to argue that fact when he's the highest goal scorer in the NHL this season. Okay, fine. Last season too, but he irritates me. Not sure if it's the fact that he enamors people so easily and works them over.